When you reframe something from I have to I get to do things, it makes a huge difference. And here's why. Because it indicates that you have choices. Our lives are so much more enjoyable when we realize we have choices.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 249, Choosing Freedom, How a Simple Shift in Language Can Change Your Life. Before I get into the topic at hand, I want to give you a little update on my inner teenager since last week's episode was about that. But first, I have to give you a little bit of a backstory. I have had a part-time job at a co-working place since it opened in November of 2019, and we've had to pivot numerous times, as you can imagine, with a pandemic in the middle of that. So my role has changed. I used to love it, but I don't really love it anymore. My goal was to leave in March, but I gave 4 weeks' notice on Friday. And the catalyst to me giving my notice now was that on Wednesday, I got a text message from the owner and it triggered the shit out of me. I'm talking like 45 minutes of my nervous system being hijacked. First thing I did when that happened was put my hand on my heart, made sure that I paid attention to feeling my feet on the ground. I took a few deep breaths. I went into the bathroom. I looked in the mirror and I said things like, you didn't do anything wrong. You're not in trouble. And I also knew that I needed to reach out to somebody. And that's what I did. I reached out to someone who helped me realize I need to leave now. There's no reason for me to wait until March to give my notice financially. It doesn't make any sense for me to stay. I make so much more money in my business, and my business is really thriving, which is why I'm able to leave the part-time job and work solely on my business. So I made the decision that night, Wednesday night, to give my notice on Friday. The next morning, I decided to check in with my inner child and my inner teenager to see how they felt about me leaving. And my inner child was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And my inner teen said, I hate that fucking place. And I was like, damn, wow, holy shit. I did not know that was going on. So I said to her, I'm really sorry that I didn't check in with you enough to be aware that you fucking hate that place. And I'm going to do a better job of checking in with you on things. So that was another development with my inner teen. Now, that same morning when I was meditating, my higher power said to me, did you like how I got your attention yesterday, Barb? So that was in reference to the fact that I got super triggered, and that is what prompted me to make the decision to leave sooner rather than later. In other words, God was doing for me what I could not do for myself. And this situation reminded me that things are not happening to me, they're happening for me. Now, the reason I got so triggered is because of my history of relational trauma. It doesn't mean nobody did anything, but my reaction to his text message was way out of proportion to the situation. That's an indicator that you've got probably some kind of trauma or something like that. I'm far enough in my recovery that I understand that. In the past, if I had had that kind of reaction, I would have blamed that on the other person. I would have decided it was entirely their fault. I probably would have bitched and complained about them, probably re-triggering myself over and over and over again as I talked about it. But that's not what I did. I understood this is about me and I need to take care of myself. I gave 4 weeks' notice on Friday, and I'm really excited to be exclusively working on my business. So this turned into something really good. And I don't think that would have happened if I was living in blame the way that I did in the past. The beauty is when we realize this is about me, then that means I can actually take action to change something. All right, now we're going to get into the topic at hand. This is something that I find myself telling clients constantly, probably just about daily. I say this to a client when they say things like, I have to do X, I need to do X, I should do X. I say, you get to do this, or you could do this. And I hammer this home so much with my clients because of the extreme importance of that teeny little conceptual change. It's actually not teeny. The vocabulary change is teeny, from have to get to. But the conceptual change means so much. When you think, I have to X, the feeling is like being forced to do X, as if someone from the outside is telling you how you should live your life, as opposed to feeling like you have a choice. If I feel like I'm being forced or compelled into doing something, I'm not going to have a lot of buy into it. But when I feel like I'm choosing something, it's freeing. It's very freeing to have choices. When you reframe something from I have to I get to do things, it makes a huge difference. And here's why. Because it indicates that you have choices. Our lives are so much more enjoyable when we realize we have choices. This is what building healthy boundaries did for me. It helped me to understand I have choices. And building boundaries built my skills for actually making wise choices for myself. I decided these are the standards by which I want to live my life, and I'm going to make choices in my life to uphold those standards. And all that has a lot to do with why I became a boundaries coach, because I want other people to live by choice, not by compulsion. I don't want them to feel compelled to say yes when they really want to say no. I don't want them to feel compelled to help out in situations when they just don't have the fucking bandwidth. People who have healthy boundaries understand they have choices. They can either go along with the people around them and what they want, or they can set healthy boundaries. That's a choice. They understand that they get to decide how their life is going to go. People who have come out of victim mentality also understand that they have choices. One of the hallmarks of being in victim mentality is that you don't perceive that you have choices. You think, this is the way things are. And it doesn't feel like you have a choice. Now, your choices may be shitty, but you always have choices. So when you think things like, I need to, and I have to, switch that up to, I get to. That will remind you that you're at a choice point here. You have a choice in the matter. And if you think, I should X, instead say to yourself, I could do X. That means it's an option for you. It's not a forced choice. You have multiple choices when you remember that you could do something as opposed to you should do something. Here are a couple of examples. I was talking with somebody who said that they have to hide their tattoos or they'd get fired. And I was like, nope, no, you don't have to hide your tattoos. You're choosing to hide your tattoos. The choice you're making is that, at least in the context of this job, your self-expression is less important than having a job. That's a choice that you've made. When we realize that these kinds of things are choices, we get to stop blaming others for our difficulties. We get to stop bitching about the workplace that doesn't allow employees to have tattoos. And that means life is going to be a whole lot more pleasant when you realize you have freedom of choice and when you're not walking around complaining all the time. Or they could decide my self-expression really is more important to me and then go out and find another job. Speaking of jobs, here's another example. If you hate your job and think to yourself, I don't have a choice, I have to stay here because I can't find another job, you're mistaken. You actually do have choices. You could quit and maybe go broke and maybe end up homeless, or you could take a lesser paying job and do without some of the things you currently pay for with the money from the job you have now. Now, those are shitty choices, I will grant you that. But if you decide that you're staying at a job you hate because you like the money, then stop fucking complaining about it, because that's a choice you're making. And understanding that you're making that choice is freeing. When you recognize I'm choosing to stay here, it's not that I have no choice, I'm choosing to stay here, then accept this is the choice that I'm making at this time. It doesn't mean it has to be the choice for the rest of my life. Now, I think I shared about this next example recently, but it's a really good one, so I'm going to share it again. I was talking with somebody who said she had inherited her family business, which she didn't really like, but she had no choice. She had to keep running the business because she was a single mom, and otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to afford raising her family. And here she is, 20-something years later, her kids are grown, and she's still telling the story, I didn't have a choice. But she actually did have a choice. She could have sold the business, closed the business, brought on a partner, or hired someone with the caveat that they had to earn their own salary. But she didn't do any of that because she didn't perceive that she had a choice. And that is really sad that she didn't perceive back then that she had a choice. But what's even worse is that for the last 20-something years, she's continued to believe that that was the truth back then, that she didn't have a choice. Not only does she have this 20-something years of belief that it's the truth, I didn't have a choice, she also brought up her children in a household where they believe we don't have choices when they actually do have choices. So look what this mindset can do to someone. She didn't feel like she could refuse the family business because in her family, that's what you do. That's what her dad did. He took on the family business when he didn't want to. So that mentality got passed down through the generations, which can happen in so many and does in so many families. That mentality, we don't have choices. What's really insidious is that when you believe you have no choices, it's almost like you actually don't have choices because you don't see anything else as an option. When in actual reality, we all have choices. And one way to remind yourself of that is to stop using the phrases need to or have to, and instead say, I get to, and stop saying, I should, and instead say, I could. You'll be amazed at how freeing those little vocabulary changes are. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-released podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.